Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Phones are open. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting there for you, and they are free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And coming up tonight, Chris, you've got a story about Russia and the Tor project, the anonymity system on the Internet. It's probably the most popular one of them. There are multiple competitors. But there's a bit of development out there, and you've got that story. But first, there's some news, and I consider it to be good news, even though I don't relish the idea of a civil war. But apparently a majority of Republicans, in a recent poll by the Southern Poverty Law Center, of all people, shows that a 53% majority of Republicans say that the nation, quote, seems headed, unquote, towards another civil war in the future. 44% of all Americans say the nation is headed to a civil war.
It's unfortunate that they look at it as civil war, because there's another possibility, which is an amicable divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason that all of these states need to stay together in one block. There's, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of reasons that they shouldn't.
Yeah, and there's no reason it has to come to fisticuffs or gunfire or whatever kind of violence would be involved in a civil war. Because, like you said, if you're not getting along, just stop trying.
Yeah.
Just end it. And that's why I say this is still, even though it sounds really negative, I do see this as a positive, because whatever undercurrent of discontent or frustration or anger that people are feeling that's leading to this, these impressions that people have, can be channeled in a more productive direction, which is to say, let's get the word out about independence. Let's get the word out about secession. There's no better time in our lifetimes to talk about these ideas than right now.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people have this idea that, you know, you wouldn't be able to travel, or, I don't know, you wouldn't be able to trade or something just because you had separate, you know, countries. Or
it would be up to the different countries, right? Some of them might make it so you can't travel to them.
It's possible. It's possible, but it seems unlikely from an economic standpoint.
The ones that
want
to be economically successful would be more loose on their abilities to travel.
And trade.
The data comes from the Southern Poverty Law Center, again, of all places, which found that support for the Great Replacement Theory, referenced by the shooter who opened fire in a Buffalo supermarket last month, a total of 44% agree with the statement that the nation, quote, seems headed toward a civil war in the near future, unquote, according to the poll. That includes 53% of Republicans and 39% of Democrats. The poll by the group and Tolchin Research came out in late April, before the horrific shooting in Buffalo, where the assailant's digital postings were filled with conspiratorial and racist ramblings. In another concerning statistic, about 1 in 5 said they at least somewhat approved of assassinating a politician whom they believe was, quote, harming the country of our democracy, unquote.
Wow.
The figure included, again, 44% of young Democratic men, and 40% of young Republican women. That figure, I guess, is that Republicans are more likely to agree that some violence may be necessary to get the country back on track. Nearly 7 out of 10 agreed left-wing politicians were deliberately driving economic changes to gain power by, quote, replacing more conservative white voters, unquote. 7 out of 10. Terminology that suggests people are being, quote, replaced by non-white voters coming into the country. So, of course, the SPLC is going to try to discern racist beliefs in people.
They definitely like to spin things in a way that seems to, I guess, benefit them and or make us people think they are somehow needed or producing something of value, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really has anything to do with race. I think the Democrats are trying to get more socialists in because people from the United States know better than to support socialism in general.
I mean, I think what it would come down to is there's a disproportionate number of people, immigrants, I guess, who are, I guess this is a true statement, a lean socialist.
I don't think that's true.
I mean,
you know, I don't think that immigrants lean socialist at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. That you seem to argue or think.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're necessarily going to succeed with that tack because, you know, certainly there are a lot of immigrants who don't lean socialist. Certainly the refugees from Cuba that I knew down in Florida have no desire for socialism. You know, they've seen what that looks like. It looks like starvation.
Right. A lot of immigrants come here. The whole talking point about immigrants are more likely to vote for Democrats or more likely to be socialist, it's just Republican immigration or xenophobia, right? It's just propaganda.
Yep. I was just about to say, I was thinking it might actually be the other side that's on the propaganda side. The Republicans doing that.
Immigrants are more likely than Americans by a large amount, if I recall correctly, to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
They're more likely to start a business. They're more likely to come here and do something they couldn't do in their home country.
Right, and that makes a lot of sense because a lot of these people are fleeing governments that are corrupt,
oppressive,
and socialist. They're not fleeing, you know, better off capitalist systems for the most part.
Yeah, and socialists aren't known for, I mean, take Sarah, for instance, our regular caller. She's a self-described commie. They aren't known for being the best workers. You know, they're sort of known for wanting to live off of the largesse of others and not have to ever work again. There's a whole quote-unquote anti-work movement out there. And a lot of immigrants are some of the hardest working people you'll ever run into, whether they have the money to be an entrepreneur or not, because you do have to have some capital to be able to open up a, you know, whatever it is, business you're looking to open up. But a lot of people come here and they live cheap and they live together and they keep their costs down and they work at jobs that Americans just don't want to work.
You know, the crazy thing about that is a lot of these immigrants are sending money back home. They're not even spending it on themselves. They're sending it to their families.
Yeah, remittances are a huge industry. So I don't buy that. But that said, it's amazing here that 7 out of 10, and it doesn't say 7 out of 10 Republicans. It just says 7 out of 10. So I presume that means all Americans agree that left-wing politicians are driving economic changes to gain power by replacing more conservative white voters. The SPLC said further, quote, "What we found was a great deal of hostility for people on the other side of the political aisle. They said a majority of both Republicans and Democrats believe their political opponents pose a threat to the country and want to harm their political opponents. That kind of animosity could fuel partisan violence."
You know, it does seem to sort of be a true statement that they're, both sides are not doing what's in our interest, you know, the people's interest.
They're doing what's in their interest.
Right.
Yeah. In the interest of the state. But the SPLC, surprisingly, they're absolutely right about this. And that is that one side and the other side, and we're just talking about the Republicans and Democrats. Obviously, we acknowledge that there's third parties and other opinions out there.
Sure.
I mean, we're libertarians. But these political perspectives are rightfully seeing the other side as a threat because that's exactly what they are. The state is a violent organization. Its tool is violence. That's what it does primarily is it threatens people and it uses violence to get its way. And both sides know that they want the violence on their side so they can try to sculpt society in the way that they want to, whether it be the Democrats passing socialism or the Republicans forcing a theocracy on people or whatever it is we're talking about. They all want to have control of the guns of government. So, of course, the other side is seeing that as a threat. They are absolutely right to see it as a threat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting. They should
see both of them as a threat.
Yeah, right. They should see government as a threat, as opposed to the opposing side.
Well, they see it as a threat when it's not on their side, but it's it's okay.
I mean,
when it's doing what they want.
When it's on the opposing side, it's violence, and when it's on their side, then it's still a threat, even though they don't see it as violent.
The number is 603-283-6160, and again, all of these are reasons why people should just break up rather than continuing to threaten each other.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us 603-283-6160. us in the studio tonight, 603-283-6160. Is the country heading to a civil war? And if so, what exactly do people mean when they say that? What do they have in mind when they say, oh, yeah, I think a civil war is coming?
It'd be interesting to ask, do you support civil war or something along those lines as well, you know, when they ask these questions? Mm-hmm. Because just because people think it's going to come doesn't necessarily mean they support it.
True. That's true.
Yeah. And do you support an amicable divorce? Because I've heard people on both sides of the aisle call for that.
I don't think I'm actually looking at the SPLC study here that was cited. We were reading a news piece about it earlier, just kind of going over some of the basic findings at the Daily Mail. But I've actually got the actual their story from their website, SPLC or SPLCenter.org. And there's a lot more to be revealed here. But one thing they didn't appear to ask anything about was secession. So they didn't breach that subject in this particular survey, and although it is a lot deeper than what the news is reporting on, we'll get into the section on so-called anti-government beliefs, which you guys might find somewhat surprising here in a moment. But, you know, it's not too late to wake up people with the truth, specifically with Truth Smacks. Our friend Suzanne, she's a former English teacher and longtime truth seeker. She recently started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it all herself down in a commercial kitchen in Naples, Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. It's basically a delicious outreach tool. You can hand a bag of amazing snacks to friends, family members, complete strangers, however you want to do this, and they will, if they're reading the back of the bag, be dosed with a good amount of truth. There's some quite famous or infamous quotes on the back of each bag. There are two different varieties and two different sizes. You can also get the peppermint-infused version as well as the original flavor. We're talking about some fantastic snacks that is trail mix. You can get it over at truthsmacks.com/shop. And it's made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients and no artificial crap. It's only food as nature intended. And we've had it here in the studio, and it's absolutely fantastic. TruthSmacks.com/shop. Did you enjoy it when you had the Truth Smacks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good treat.
TruthSmacks.com/shop. So here's some more from the SPLC study where they talked to both Democrats and Republicans about their thoughts on the potential for a civil war, among some other topics here. And I did, once I pulled up their actual summary, I did find out that the 7 out of 10, or the nearly 7 out of 10, as they referred to earlier, that number of people who believe that, like, that white people are being replaced, that whole thing, that's actually was nearly 7 out of 10 Republicans, so it wasn't of all the population. So just to clarify that, the central tenet of the anti-government movement, according to the SPLC, holds that the government has become tyrannical and is therefore the enemy of the people.
Certainly true.
Our survey found widespread agreement with that belief. And while faith in many institutions and officials remains high in some cases, they found limited confidence in others. These feelings can be exploited by anti-government extremists to create a political atmosphere where events like the January 6th insurrection are possible. So you can
have you ever noticed there are no pro-government extremists?
Well, they're all in power.
Yeah, no matter how much government you want, you're not an extremist. But yeah. But if you want a reduction in the amount of government, then you're an extremist.
It's a good observation.
Mm.
Just over half of all people, half of people in the United States agree that the government, quote, has become tyrannical, unquote, including 70% of Republicans and 78% of those who consider themselves, quote, unquote, very conservative. Only 29% of Republicans say they have even a fair amount of trust in the federal government, compared to 60% of Democrats. Significantly more Republicans have faith in their state and local governments, that is to say 51% and 59%, so Republicans saying 51% they like their state government, 59% like their local government, while Democrats' level of confidence remains steady across those institutions. And once again, the Democrats can have the federal government, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to have any part of it anymore.
Yeah, you know? I have to wonder where that line is, you know.
Which line?
You know, the crossing the tyrannical line, you know, so to speak, that people, you know, that they're speaking of. It's like one of these things where it's like, okay, was it when they, you know, started requiring driver's licenses? Was it when
they got rid
of the gold standard? Was it, like, where was it? At what point?
I suspect it was Joe Biden.
Was it civil asset forfeiture? Where was it that they thought it became too tyrannical?
Well, I suspect it was Joe Biden. And if we can find out, I haven't looked yet, but I'd like to find out if the SPLC did this study during the Trump administration. Because then I suspect the Republican answers would be very different than what they are today.
Yeah, and probably the Democratic answers would be changed as well.
I
mean, there were Democrats talking about secession during the Trump era, and you probably won't hear it now that old Uncle Joe's in there.
49% of Republicans believe that the 2020 election was, quote, fraudulent, rigged, and illegitimate. Unquote, and only 36% of the same group says they have even a fair amount of faith in elections officials. Just over half of Republicans believe the January 6th so-called insurrection was mostly made up of Americans, quote, protesting against election fraud and an unfair and illegitimate change in political leadership, unquote, a belief that is highest among Republican men under 50, where 60% agree. Those on the right also tend to believe that government is using January 6th, quote, to justify the political persecution of conservative Americans, unquote. 67% of Trump voters believe that, as compared to 19% of Biden voters. The narrative is widely pushed by groups like the Proud Boys and hard-right politicians who refer to those facing criminal charges relating to the insurrection as political prisoners. And I'm not a hard-right anything, but I absolutely agree that those people on that day were there to simply have an unauthorized tour, it seemed, of that building. Because if they were there to do any sort of actual uprising, they would have lit the thing on fire.
It's not like they burned the city down, which Democrats approve of.
I think that was more of a case of, and this is not just this specific case, I think this is just the case of the government always being so overreactive. You know, they're too harsh when it comes to, prosecutions of just individuals for, you know, everything.
Wonder people believe the government is tyrannical.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a kind of a perfect example, really. It's not that I supported those who took an unauthorized tour, so to speak, but is this really worth putting somebody in jail for 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
No, it's not.
This is ridiculous. It's clearly not. You know, it wasn't a revolution. It wasn't, you know, they weren't trying to take over America. I mean, this is ridiculous. They didn't try to burn anything down. A couple people stole a few things, and that's about it.
Don't forget, the only person who was killed in that incident was a protester shot to death by the police, the Capitol Police.
An unarmed woman.
Yes. So again, if it were an actual insurrection, the crowd would have had guns and would have done things that were actually violent.
Mm.
The number 603-283-6160, of course, the state used it to gain as much political mileage and expand itself and fund itself ever greater than ever before. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. It is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will issue new opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. The May jobs report was released on Friday from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
The U.S. labor market remained positive in May, even as most Americans are taking home less money because of rampant inflation. 390,000 jobs were created nationwide last month, while unemployment remains steady at 3.6%. President Biden, at home in Delaware, is addressing America's inflation problem.
There's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. It's still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the purported idea of a civil war. A lot of Americans, apparently, a majority of Republicans and a large chunk of Democrats, over 40%, believe that the country is heading toward a civil war, and these numbers are coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. In a study that they appear to have conducted this year, but I cannot find that they have conducted the same study in previous years. So this is a poll that they did in association with what they call the Year in Hate and Extremism 2021. So this is their report on the previous year and, you know, quote-unquote hate and extremism. And so they conducted the poll of 1,500 Americans along with Tolchin Research in late April to go along with the release of this particular study. So you can find other similar studies, the same title, the so-called Year in Hate and Extremism from previous years, but I can't find, at least in the bit of looking that I've done, I can't find the exact same poll questions being asked in association with those. So we don't get to compare year to year. We had speculated that likely the Republicans that believe that the government is tyrannical now would probably not have been answering the same way if they were asked that same question under the Trump administration.
Yeah, and vice versa. I mean, the the other side was saying that the federal government was run by Nazis. I assume they didn't want to live under Nazis. So at that point, you would think they would have wanted to secede or somehow free themselves from the from what they saw as tyranny.
If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Of course, peaceful secession is the best possible solution, because one thing that these people are right about, which is to say that the people that think there's a civil war coming, they're right that people cannot get along. And they are right that if you keep trying to force people who will never agree on things, if you keep trying to force those people to stay together and come to some sort of a living arrangement, it's going to lead to violence. And I don't want to see violence happen, but I know how the human animal responds to these situations. People feel like they've been pushed far enough, and they continue to feel separated from their fellow man.
And animals in general, that's how they start a cockfight, is they just shove the two roosters together until they get mad.
And they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's an expression that's build a fence to keep the peace effectively between neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this
good
is,
fences make good neighbors.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Robert Frost, yep. I think.
So the solution is, of course, peaceful independence, peaceful secession. And I don't see why anyone should oppose this. And that's the thing. It's so
well,
hard.
The reason to oppose it is in order to use violence against those you oppose, you dislike.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're really into using violence against people, you would oppose it. Yeah. But a lot of people just oppose it without even thinking. And it's because the whole concept of the nation state, of the idea of the United States, has been pounded so relentlessly into people's minds for their entire lives, for generations in this country, that even though when asked questions like this, they will see what the problems are. They'll see that the other side can't be reasoned with.
Yeah.
They'll see that there's a civil war coming, that there's all these problems, that people are being pushed further and further apart than they've ever been. They can identify all of that. But then if you say to them, well, what do you think about secession? Well, they'll say, whoa, we can't do that.
You know, I bet you you'd get a different answer if you asked two questions. One, do you support secession for Puerto Rico? And do you support secession for...
Well, Puerto Rico's not a state, but I see what you mean.
But it's part of the United States,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
And do you support secession for Hawaii? And I think those are two good examples because they're both islands, and they're not really anywhere near the United States, you know, mainland. And it would be interesting to see a difference. And I bet you would get a yes more for Puerto Rico and no more for Hawaii.
Because they're a state?
No, because of the perception of Hawaii being part of the United States, whereas Puerto Rico, not so much. Even though it's technically part of the United States.
Hawaii does have a pretty strong secession movement, as I understand it.
I've heard that.
They do, but is it not a minority? And
yeah,
if you're,
of course,
I'm thinking more of asking the population of the United States, like 320 million or whatever it is, not just the people in that state.
Yeah, I think that is an interesting approach, is to ask someone whether or not they would support another state leaving, because then they can look at it maybe a little bit more...
Or territory, for that matter.
It feels like they're from the outside, so they might have a better... Like, if you ask a bunch of conservatives, hey, should California be able to secede, you'll probably get a lot of them saying yes, simply because they understand that California is a threat to them. Right, the leftism out in California is conservative see as a threat, and so they would agree that California should be able to leave. While on the other hand, if you ask them about their own state, it may be different. Although we're going to find out soon, because there is going to be a secession poll conducted that the folks over at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence are going to be involved in, and I believe that's coming soon. If it's not already in the midst of happening, that poll is being conducted imminently, and it's going to happen in 8 different states. And I don't remember all the questions, but there were some really good questions in there. I don't know if it was so much about other states seceding, but we are going to finally get an actual scientifically conducted poll from multiple different state populations as to how they feel about independence for that state. So I'm very excited about that.
Definitely should be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, because you can't get a good secession poll out of the mainstream media. You can't get it out of, you know, Gallup or any of these organizations. They're just not asking the right questions. Every now and then they'll kind of scrape the surface of it, but they never really get a solid series of questions. It's usually like a one-off or something like that. And this is going to be a poll that's all about it. That is going to be, I don't know, five or seven or something questions, all relating to independence and what people think. So yeah, it'll be pretty important.
It's going to be hard to break that, you know, the brainwashing, the years and years of brainwashing, you know, that, you know, government schools have put young people through for, I don't know, 50 years at least, I think. One nation under God. You know,
indivisible.
Yeah. Indivisible, right.
Which was written, interestingly enough, by a socialist. And
correct.
Back in the day, they used to do the fascist salute when they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
I've seen photographs of it. There was a guy named Rex Curry down in Florida who was all about letting people know what the Pledge of Allegiance really is about.
I love that guy's work.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. They couldn't, as I understand it, they couldn't basically keep the same, symbolism, I guess, or I don't know what you would call that, but
that the Nazis had.
Yeah, basically, you can't do the same thing as the Nazis, otherwise you'd recognize how bad your own government is.
That's why they changed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't know the history of the Pledge of Allegiance at all. It's not taught in the schools. It's just banged into kids' heads.
Mm.
And, you know, we have to deal with the fallout from that. And we have to be patient with people. We have to keep talking about this issue. But like I said before, there's no better time than right now when people are ripe for, possibly hearing about a new idea. Instead of the same old story of, oh, well, we got to replace those guys in Washington. We got to put good people in Washington and, you know, keep trying the same old playbook over and over again.
Yeah. Yes. And keep trying to control the whole country.
Yeah. If you want to control people, you know, you got to get them to hate somebody. And, if you want them to kill for you, you got to get them really to hate somebody and see them as different. And the reality is we're way more alike than we are different.
Well, I mean, that's true as far as we're human beings and all that. But the ideas are where the differences are. And
I agree with you on that.
And that's never going to be fixed. I mean, it's never going to be fixed. People need to separate and get together with like-minded people. Conservatives need to move to conservative places like Florida and Texas. Leftists need to move to leftist places like the West Coast, New York, and libertarians need to move to New Hampshire. There's no other place for liberty-minded people than right here. There's more coming up in moments. You can join us on...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Want to say thanks to Tom McMillan, who is a Free Talk Live Gold supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations all around the country and expose more people to the ideas of freedom and peaceful secession, independence.
Yeah.
I don't know how many shows are talking about this, but they sure as hell don't talk about it as often as we do, and probably don't talk about it as interested. Yes, in the subject. Yeah,
probably the shows that cover that just that talk about it less than we do.
Yeah, I suspect there are no shows that cover just that topic.
Yep.
If there is a pro-secession only show and that's all they talk about, I would love to hear about it.
I feel like there is. I thought somebody was doing something in our community.
Oh, you mean like a podcast or
some
something?
Some sort of podcaster, yeah.
I thought you meant like radio. Okay.
No.
Probably a secession podcast out there. I just don't know what it is.
I just feel like we probably talk about it more on this show than even that podcast.
I don't know about
that. And I say that because...
We talk about it every night.
Yeah, it's true. But if you talk about it even once a week and it's a three-hour show... I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, most shows probably. What podcasts are probably?
I'm not
more
looking
than once
for
a
secession award, but we certainly think it's an important topic.
Absolutely.
And people need to start thinking about it, and they need to start talking about it. And if you find yourself interested in this topic of peaceful independence, then you should start talking about it. And I don't just mean call talk radio, but that wouldn't hurt. Like, that's one of the things Dave Ridley does a lot around here in New Hampshire is he kind of makes the rounds. He's got a list of talk radio stations, and it's New Hampshire, so there aren't that many stations, and there aren't that many live shows, so he doesn't really have that many to call, but he'll call Boston area stations too, and he'll promote the idea of New Hampshire independence, and he'll talk about, like, whatever the latest news is around what's happening in New Hampshire with regards to NHEXIT, for instance. And so he gets the word out in a very effective way to, you know, considering the amount of time that he spends on it. You get on a talk radio show, many of which are, there's a lot of times on like a local talk show, there's no one on the lines. Like, We're a quote-unquote national show, and there's not a single person on our phone lines. There has not been for the entire hour. Some people might listen to this show think, oh, you guys never take a call. No, we don't have a call to take. And that's something that they don't ever want you to admit in talk radio. It's like one of the rules of talk radio is you never talk about how many people are on your phones. Well, we're honest on this show. If you don't hear us taking a phone call, it's probably because there isn't anyone there.
And you know the interesting thing about that is it's not that there's not a lot of people listening. There are. It's just there most people are just nervous about calling talk radio. So they don't.
And the super majority of listeners will never call.
Yeah,
talk radio.
And that's fine. And then you end up, and it's funny because then you end up with a lot of people kind of on the on the line when it comes to sanity, I guess, calling.
Yeah, you do get more crazy.
Because I guess they have no perception of like what other people think of them. Or care, at least.
I think that's true. That's definitely been my observation over the years. So if you are somebody who supports independence, take the Ridley approach and call a local talk show. It doesn't matter if you're in New Hampshire, or you're in Texas or Florida or California or wherever. Use the opportunity to get, as long as there's still people listening to the radio, and for now, there still are. It hasn't died off yet.
I think every car still has a radio, right?
Whether people use it or not is going to start to change over time. But yeah, they do still come with them. Some cars don't come with AM. Some cars you only get FM now.
I didn't know that. I have a hard time believing that people don't listen to radio anymore. Like, I mean, it's such an easy thing to click a button as opposed to, like, you know.
Streaming is still harder to do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's still so easy, you know, just to click a button on your car. And I don't listen, like, it's kind of funny to say this, but I don't listen to radio, really. And yet I occasionally have clicked the button, you know, or, you know, I haven't turned the radio off when it was on because somebody else drove my car. And so even I listen to radio, sort of, every once in a while.
And you're not their target.
And I'm definitely,
Yeah, that is one of the nice things about radio is it's instantaneous. There's no buffering. You don't have to hunt around for, you know, to find a link or whatever. So it's a lot harder.
Yeah, and it's not like there's a paywall either. Like a lot of times there's a paywall for like satellite radio streaming. How does that streaming stuff work? Is there like some sort of
internet connection?
A podcast. I mean, I guess people are listening to podcasts mostly.
Yeah, podcasts are way bigger than live streaming.
Yeah,
almost no one by comparison listens to live streaming. So it's almost a vestige of the past of the internet, really.
I think, like, when I think radio, I think, like, news and stuff like that. I guess there's news podcasts, but I'm just trying to think, like, is there an equivalent for, like, for listening?
Or is it just
like people listening to podcasts like on their
favorite? There's a ton of podcasts. Many of them are focusing on news and things like that. I don't look in detail at the different options out there, but there are just a ton of content.
If I'm going to turn the radio on, it's probably because like, oh, I'm kind of curious about what people are talking about in the news, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know.
Oh, right. Some people listen to music, but you're not a music guy. Right. So there's people that listen to music podcasts. There's others that use music streaming services. The listening landscape is definitely changing out there. There's no doubt about it. And obviously with podcasts, you don't have the ability to interact with them in any way that's significant. They're not live, so you can't listen and call in live. So while we still have the ability to listen to live radio, it's a great option for people to reach out to and become the secession guy or gal that, you know, that calls in regularly. And if there's more than one of you, then that would be even better, because it's always better to have a movement than be the lone person out there, the one person who supports whatever the issue that we're talking about, in this case secession. I used to be that guy in Florida. I used to be the lone guy with the honk if you hate taxes sign on tax day outside of the post office, and let me tell you, it sucks to be that guy.
I never did anything even close to that until I moved to New Hampshire, because it's like, why? Why bother? I mean, it's not worth your time and effort.
Well, I didn't know it wasn't worth my time and effort. I had to learn that.
I know you did. But and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I never did anything, I guess activism-wise, but I certainly never held a sign up in a town that, you know,
like in Jersey.
Yeah, right? Like, what good is that going to do me?
Well, you know,
for anybody.
For me, I got excited by the Libertarian Party, their presidential candidate, Harry Brown, in the year 2000, and it launched me into doing activism. And when you have nothing else, no real hope, as the Libertarians outside of New Hampshire have no hope, and they yep. never have, when you have no hope, the best you can do is try to recruit people. And so that's what I focused on doing, and did a lot of outreach, a lot of, you know, booths at festivals and things like that.
See, to and me, that makes sense. If you have, you know, if you have a minority and you have some place to go, like New Hampshire, but to do that and in your own state when you're never going to be able to drum up enough support, that's the thing that I have a hard time understanding or getting over in terms of, you know, doing that or even starting to do that.
Well, I mean, you don't know that you're never going to have success unless you try.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so I put a lot of time and effort into that, and then thankfully found out about the Free State Project and instantly thought, wow, well, that's a really good idea. Let's do that instead. Let's actually concentrate the Libertarians into one small geographic area, because I knew by that time, and I hadn't been doing, I think Free State Project started in 2001. I probably found it the next year in 2002. I'd only been an activist for a couple of years, but that was long enough for me to know that this wasn't going anywhere, that even though you could find Libertarians, like my outreach, I was able to find Libertarians, because that was the whole point of the outreach booths, was to identify who's a Libertarian, give them more information, and hopefully get them active. It was the getting them active part that never really went anywhere. There was almost no one who ever would come to a Libertarian Party meeting, and if they would, then they'd come once and they'd never come again.
Yeah,
because they're awful.
Yeah,
and you can't blame anyone for not wanting to be involved in that process.
Yeah, the whole Free State Project, the whole idea of it just seems fantastical, and like it could never happen. And honestly,
it's happening though.
This
and
is the thing.
Winning.
I didn't pay attention to it at all. Mm. You know, in what was it, 2003 or five?
So you heard about it back then?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Blew it off
before. Yeah, and I blew it off because I'm like, oh, that'll never happen. I mean, not that I wasn't interested. I just never thought.
You didn't even think people would move?
Oh no, definitely not.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
There's so many. I mean, think about it. So there's been more Me Too movements since that time period, as far as, you know, states and people doing something like that. But it just seems so fantastical. You know, how do you? It's like the chicken and egg problem, right? Like, how do you get enough people who will do something before others will realize, oh, it's actually not crazy. You know, there are other people. There are enough people who are willing to do it where you could actually have.
Well, the Free State Project solved that problem by having a pledge.
Early movers solved that problem.
Well, that's true.
I think in particular, but the pledge was also a really good idea.
Yep. And it is a good thing people didn't wait, and it's great to lay the early groundwork to create the institutions now, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and other great groups that are here doing just irreplaceable work that is not being done anywhere else. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. We'll get into Russia and Tor coming up on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.